This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Bringing scientists and non-scientists together is the goal of the organizers of the Science Cafe series, sponsored by the University of Arkansas. Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums recently talked to the two researchers taking part in tomorrow night's edition of the Science Cafe, and he has this report.
Tomorrow night, the latest edition of the Science Cafe will take place again at Powerhouse Restaurant in Fayetteville. The idea behind the Science Cafe is to bring scientists and researchers from the University of Arkansas faculty to an informal question and answer session with the public. Past events have centered on the aging process, nutrition, and the weather. Tomorrow night, a look into the future. The session is titled Macro, Micro, Nano, What's the Big Deal? And deals with nanotechnology. One of the presenters will be Greg Salamo, Distinguished Professor of Physics. He says when talking about nanotechnology and its possible applications, it's important to start with some perspective.
If you look back in history scientifically, you will find that the technology we build has always been based on different materials. And as materials, plastic is probably the easiest to point to, or the most recent to point to. A new material changes everything. And this is what nanotechnology brings to the table today, because if you take any element in the periodic table, like gold, and you change its size, its behavior, its mechanical, its strength, its color, its ability to conduct electricity or heat, its ability to go into the body without hurting it or hurting it, all of these things change, all because of size. And that's magical size is what is called the nano size.
Professor Salamo says the nano size is not a single atom, something that's made up of perhaps a million atoms. He says it's about 1/1,000,000th of a meter. Small.
This is what's changed everything, is that, number one, these materials have different properties. And so it's like any material in the periodic table is suddenly a new material. It's suddenly like discovering plastic and things like plastic, like discovering bronze and gold all over again. And so the impact, the potential impact on machinery, on healthcare, on energy, on the environment is all ready to explode.
Professor Salamo's calm passion about nanotechnology is equal parts excitement and patience. He says we're on the verge of a technological revolution, much like the breakthrough the transistor created. Over time, it has gone through a shrinking metamorphosis, changing technology in several fields along the way. Tomorrow night at the Science Cafe, Professor Salamo will be joined by Rob Sleaser, a postdoctoral fellow in the University of Arkansas's Department of Physics. Rob says working in a science with so many possibilities is a scientific dream come true. But he allows patience and perseverance are required.
You can get results very, very quickly, but they're not the results you wanted. They're not the results you had hoped for. And so it's not so much patience in that you're sitting waiting for things, or it's that understanding them and really figuring them out takes that persistence. Number of experiments may be much higher than you initially anticipated. I know coming into my PhD, I was hoping to do, you know, I don't know, 3 experiments and be done, right?
No.
It took a few more than that. Many more than that.
There have been thousands of news reports and articles about the possible changes working with materials at such a small level might bring. It's natural behavior for those of us not in science to want to read about specific breakthroughs and immediate results. Professor Greg Salamo says that's not the way it works, but he says what we can read about now is progress.
It's not stationary. There are two things that I think it's easy to promise. One is the impact is going to happen. There's no stopping it. It's just, you could see it. There's nothing but time needed to develop nanotechnology into many useful products. Right now, it's, you know, people often say it's the low fruit on the tree that people are picking, and that's exactly what's happening. The bigger issues take longer time to grow, and they're you know, 10 years, 20 years, that kind of time frame, not longer than that. I guarantee you, not longer than that. The impact will be huge.
Take the laser, he says. He began his career building and operating lasers. At that time, many people wondered what good the laser would be. He says the earliest lasers were bulky energy hogs that didn't have many, if any, practical applications. The eventual impact, of course, is enormous. Much of our communication technology now uses optical fiber lasers. Very small lasers are used in surgery. Even grocery stores use lasers to scan the UPC codes at the checkout counter. Advances take time, but they happen. Research that may lead to the next big advances in nanotechnology is happening inside the relatively new Nanoscale Material Science and Engineering building on the U of A campus. Rob Sleaser says what's going on inside the building every day is nothing short of incredible.
You know, if you just walk into the atrium, it's a great space for people to run into each other. It's designed as a space for scientists from different areas, so biologists and physicists and engineers, to come together in a location and bump into each other. And so a lot of times you'll see people using the whiteboards that are available in that space to sketch up ideas, to talk about science that's falls between these really well-defined areas of biology and physics, between physics and electrical engineering. There's if you go back into the lab spaces, we've got a lot of labs for growing crystals, for example, and then for measuring the properties of those materials. So we grow the new materials Dr. Solomon was talking about, and then we have other labs to measure their properties electrically or optically. We have the ability – we have one of the best microscopes you can buy still, the Titan, is a phenomenal tool and allows us to see what these look like on an atomic scale. We've got other microscopes that allow us to look at the surface of these and really see the atomic steps on these new materials that we're creating to see things at the nanoscale, and that's really, really cool to see the, and sometimes I don't even realize when I'm doing it anymore, and then I step back and think, you know, my gosh, I can't believe I'm seeing atoms here.
Tomorrow night's Science Cafe, devoted to nanotechnology, is open to the public. And Greg Salamo says, bring your questions, including specific ones about whether the science will be able to lead to specific uses. Those questions, he says, are taken as a compliment.
I hope so. I hope it develops that way. I'm often, my experience, my best experience is in sixth, seventh grade. So we do have a program at the university that we operate that allows us to take inquiry science into the sixth, seventh grade schools of Northwest Arkansas. And just to get to the point, we'll go into that classroom and we'll, you know, do some things and then ask if there are any questions. And if there's 20 kids in that classroom, probably 30, more like 30 kids in that classroom, there'll be 30 hands up. And then you'll answer them one by one, boom, 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 boom. And when you're ready to leave, you'll see that there are 30 hands up. It's a remarkable thing that people want to know. Sometimes in college they seem embarrassed to ask the question. I hope that the cafe is sort of like that sixth, seventh grade. That would be a treat for us. Not only do we like the challenge of answering questions, because that's what we do for a living. We're really detectives. That's what science is. It's a detective.
The Science Cafe is tomorrow night from 6:30 until 8 at the Powerhouse Restaurant in Fayetteville. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Kyle Kellums.
Coming up in the week ahead, as the sequester looms, former Pentagon official Michel Flournoy joins us to break down the defense budget. And Wednesday, our favorite presidential speechwriters Paul Glastras and Peter Robinson join political junkie Ken Rudin to review the State of the Union address. I'm Neil Conan. All that and more in the week ahead on Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
Talk of the Nation coming up next here on KUAF 91.3 FM.